Chances are, if you are blind or partially sighted, you've heard of Sight Village. Now, the event does tour around the UK, but the, I suppose, the jewel in the crown, we could call it, is Sight Village Central. There's all sorts that take place. It's an exhibition of goods, services, technology. There are different breakout sessions taking place, even some product launches and announcements as well. It's on again this year, the 9th and 10th of July, and tell us more, we have Karen Easthope from Queen Alexandra College, the organisers of the event. Karen, you've been a very, very busy person once again, I imagine.
Oh yes, absolutely. The season of Sight Village never rests.
There seems to be constant work to do because you now take this around the UK. Was that because people said they wanted more?
It was really because people didn't like to travel just to the centre of the UK every year. So we went out on the road really to make it more accessible for people that weren't confident travelling long distances or didn't really want to travel and wanted it in their local area. So it's paid off really.
Sight Village has been going for many, many years now. It started in a single room at the college and now, you know, you seem to be looking for bigger and bigger venues every few years.
I wasn't here all those years ago at its birth, but I think that we're in our 27th year, which is amazing. And it's going from strength to strength. Yes, we found for Sight Village Central in particular, we found last year a brand new venue just shy of Birmingham. It's in Solihull and it's bright, airy, very modern. So we're always on the lookout to get bigger and better.
Now, Sight Village Central is the biggest. You have the most people turning up to exhibit, to give talks, and probably the most visitors as well. I mean, how has it grown since you've been there?
Oh, phenomenally, really. This is my third change of venue, and each time it's been a bigger venue that's been needed. So it is, you're right, our flagship event. So we always try to make the central event a little bit more special than any of the others. It's always got more to offer our visitors, and we see more people through the door because of that at the central event every year.
Now, you invite charities and services and businesses to come along and exhibit their products and obviously the services that they provide as well. And that has grown and grown as well. I think it's important to say, though, that there really is something for everyone, for all ages. You know, you don't have to be super fit if you like your sport. You don't have to be a geek if you like your tech. There's really something which could keep everyone occupied and interested.
Oh, absolutely. And that's a real effort for us every year to make sure that we do incorporate leisure services and lifestyle services to people that are just not tech savvy. Not everybody wants to know what the latest tech available to them is. But saying that, there is always product launches and new technology at every event, particularly at the central event. So we really make an effort to make sure we include lots of different services.
And when you tour the UK, as well as Sight Village Central, of course, you have a lot of local organisations there as well. So people who live in or near the areas really have a very local point of reference.
Absolutely. The roadshows do focus on local services, but the central event, we do have more international exhibitors. I mean, for instance, this year we've got an international organisation new to Sight Village. They're developing apps for mobile technology and they've got a few prototypes that they want to demo to get feedback. And so people that want to be involved at the very, very birth of new technology and new applications come along to Sight Village and feedback to the developers, and they'd be more than happy to speak to you.
There is something for everyone. You know, people who perhaps are blind or partially sighted all their life, or those perhaps just recently diagnosed as well. They really do cater for all. So give us an example of some of the organisations that you have coming along this year to Sight Village Central.
Okay, well, we have just over 60 exhibitors again this year, so that's a really good turnout. So all the usual people that you would expect to be at Sight Village are there, so Sight and Sound Technology, Optelec, Optima, Dolphin, RNIB, they're all there. So we're delighted to have Amazon on board again this year. So they'll be showcasing Alexa. So if anybody has an Alexa or wants to know more about Alexa, they're the people to go to. They're also offering a prize draw on both days, and they're going to be giving away several Amazon Dot on the 9th and the 10th. We've got some new technologies, as I've just spoken to you about. VoxMate, in particular, are coming over to demo some of their prototypes. We have Technology Association for the Visually Impaired, formerly known as BCAB, and they've got lots of exciting news to share with everybody. And as I say, we've got lifestyle exhibitors this year. So we're welcoming Lucy Edwards for the first time to Sight Village, who blogs and vlogs and offers information and support around makeup in particular. So you can come and see Lucy. Look UK, we're really excited about Look UK this year. They're having a bigger area and they're bringing their mentors along. So if there's any young people out there that want to have a one-to-one with a mentor or look at some gaming.
There's so much happening, Karen. We could probably talk for ages about the exhibitors and what they're doing. So, you know, we encourage people to get along. But as well as the exhibition area, you have breakout sessions and discussions and talks.
Absolutely, yeah. There's two seminar rooms taking place this year. They're both full to the brim. The details of all the seminars and workshops are uploaded as we get that information. So there is some information currently on our website, but there will be more to follow. And there's lots of information on those. They're not sales pitches from the exhibitors. They are designed this year to enhance the event itself.
Okay, we'll give the contact details out a little bit later. And the important stuff, Karen, is there somewhere to get a tea and coffee and cake?
Yeah, absolutely. Refreshments are available. We've got a coffee area, a cafe area within the exhibition. And there's also a restaurant that's offering a whole menu for the day.
Brilliant. Got to have that in there, Karen. The important stuff is,
absolutely.
You know, because people do make an entire day of it. You know, some come for both days, some will come for the whole day. And when it comes to arriving and having a look around, if people are on their own, can they get some assistance?
Yeah, we've got the support of the local school again this year, so we'll have a cohort that will be available for assistance when you arrive. And this year it's important to let people know that we're working with Network Rail very closely. So if you are planning to travel by rail and you are getting off your train at New Street, Birmingham New Street, there will be some assistance there from Network Rail volunteers that will help you go forward on your journey. So I've spoken to the local taxi company as well. So, you know, you're looking at if we can get people to taxi share, and that's what Network Rail volunteers will try and do. We'll get you there as quickly and as cost effectively as possible.
Fantastic. It sounds like it's going to be a great event. As always, Karen, if people would like more information then, what's the best way to do that?
Okay, if anybody has internet access, it's all on our website, which is www.qacsightvillage.org.uk. If you don't have access to the internet and you want to speak to somebody, give us a call on 0121 428 5041. Or if you want to email us at sb@qac.ac.uk.
And where and when, dates and times, Karen, where do people head to?
Okay, it's Tuesday the 9th of July and Wednesday the 10th of July, both days 9:30 until 4 o'clock on the Tuesday, 3 o'clock on the Wednesday. And the venue again this year is Cranmore Park Conference and Events Centre, which is in Solihull, about 4 miles from Birmingham City Centre.
I'm sure it'll be a fantastic event as always, Karen, and thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Pleasure.